This is In the Dirt with Asodu. We are hanging out here with my good friend Micah. He's got a beautiful beard. If you're not watching it, if you're just listening, it is beautiful.
Beard worth envying.
And the hair might be doubly as beautiful. But Micah is the vice president of sales of Vista Dash. Is it the industry's only agnostic analytics platform outside of Google Analytics?
I don't think Google Analytics is agnostic. was that what you're going for right there?
All right, he passed the test.
He got it.
Fantastic.
But yeah, that's really our thing. Is a vendor neutral reporting.
It's really cool. So
I've never heard it positioned that clearly.
Vendor neutral reporting.
That would make a really good value proposition.
Thank you. Maybe it would look good in like a booth.
It would look great.
Nebulous.
Vendor neutral reporting.
Yeah.
That's
vendor
it. Neutral.
There it is.
That's it.
Thanks for joining us
podcast
today.
Thanks for joining us on In the Dirt.
I think we need to send him a bill.
Yeah, I love it. Well, so we just rebranded Vista Dash. Send Dan the bill.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, I think that one of the interesting things about like the way that you have kind of positioned yourself within the industry is you've really embraced this like mentality of not being the out and out salesperson, like all the way through and through, right? I see you just being the people, like just being around and with people and engaging. And you do that, whether it's on social or in text threads. And so I'm just encouraged. You're like,
I love this podcast.
It's such a good podcast. But what, when you think of like, especially because you are a vice president of sales, when you think
or director of sales,
or director of sales, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Not that he cares,
but when you think of that that role, that position, and especially like leading others into that, how are you walking others through kind of the way that you position yourself in a sales environment and leading others into that?
Well, I think you have to be present and show up. And I think what has happened for me personally is I've learned a lot from my mistakes. And those mistakes were not being that vendor neutral personality. And I always had to find who the bad guy was. And I went down a path of always trying to position myself in sales as you need me because they're so bad.
You needed to find a villain, right? You had to be the hero. You had to find a villain.
I did that so long for so many years. And then when I transitioned into a consulting role, I started really realizing like, you know what? Maybe there's a lot of people in this business that maybe their product might need some help, but they're not bad guys, right? So they're people just like me trying to make a living, provide for their family, support their kids, good human beings. They might just not know the product as well as they could, or their product might not be performing the way it should. And so just giving that grace to those people and just saying, that's how I'm going to approach it. I'm here to help. I am really just here to help. And whether that is helping a client, helping a coworker, I've seen the results really speak for themselves that way.
Yeah. Brad Pascal just sent you a trademark infringement for
here to help.
I don't know if he actually came up with that though. I think that phrase might've been around before Brad Pascal.
Yeah. Do you know who came up with that phrase for Brad Pascal?
Who? So who do you send the bill to that for? Fixed ops?
I just told him to put it on a hat.
Right?
I mean, like, it's not trademarkable phrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it does kind of sum up the guy.
It does. Yeah.
And you too, though.
Well, I appreciate that. Because
you just
said
it.
I'm not using like a fire emoji
while
I'm talking right now so that Joe Jackson can come after me or anything. But yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think is the biggest sense of relief in a client of yours when they realize something and they're like, oh, it's that easy, or I can do it? Like, what have you seen that moment be?
There's a couple. One I think is probably one of the biggest is when it's like when there's a relationship between a salesperson and the client, that we don't upsell anything. That we're not
when you're like, that's it.
That's it. You got everything.
Ah.
It's everything. If we improve our product, we do not charge more. It's you get the improvements because you're with us. We have legacy. I've never had to tell somebody your rate's going up. And when I'm calling to check
in.
That's
a big deal.
Not because I'm selling you anything. I'm just checking in to see how you're doing.
You probably actually get a lot more calls picked up.
I get calls picked up. I get referrals. I get, all right, there we go. And that's the feeling that I think is one of the big things, because there's so often that they're working with a vendor that's used to selling them the next thing or the next product.
Yep.
Because that's a business model that does help with MRR, you know, and increasing.
Yeah, hey, it's again, you're not throwing shade on that business model. No, you're just saying, like, people just seem really relieved when they know that's not coming.
Exactly. Right. So I think that's it. And then when they are looking at, like, trying to solve those problems, like, what does the data show that I can help, that can help me solve that problem? And then when they can actually see it, mm-hmm. it's like, oh yeah, that you said it, and there it is. It's like, all right, now I can make these decisions better. So
what's 2023? What's going to be the big deal?
Oh my gosh, that is a great question.
I know. Well, like, look, where a lot of people.
He's like, actually, we've created 3-letter words that nobody has heard yet.
Exactly.
And we're going to come out with them and shock the world.
Yeah. Our KPIs and TLAs have never been seen before. Yeah. That's a 3-letter acronym. Yeah. We need more.
What letters need to be in an acronym? I think Q.
Q.
If we get a Q in there.
We had Z in there for a while.
What was Z?
It was zero engagement percentage. We had that in there for a very long. Is that, and then, but it was always fun because when you're doing, like, having conversations with Canadian dealers, you couldn't say Z. It's ZEP. Yeah. What's a Z? What's ZEP? ZEP. It was like,
the guy from Police Academy.
Let's get into it. Yeah. That's
amazing. No, but for real, there's so much talk. Kyle and I were saying, like, this time last year at MRC, which was AAAS. You know, the first that wasn't even planned. MRC, formerly AAAS.
Kyle mentioned way nicer than saying ass conference, but that's ass.
So there you go. Kyle,
do you beep things in the dirt?
I don't. No, we don't.
Okay,
straight in the dirt, straight raw. So I don't know. I can't say this for sure, but I think Kyle was the first person to say the letters CDP from the stage, and now this year, the conversation has evolved just across platforms, across the industry, where CDPs, CDXPs, for you listening, customer data platform.
Yes.
Customer, what's CDXP?
Experience.
Okay, yeah. Kind of, and then, like, the CDMP?
The CDEP, which is also
all experience. Of this, for all of you that are like me that don't fully understand it all, it means having all of your data in one place and in a platform where you can use it to leverage and pull a bunch of levers across your dealership, right? From your DMS.
That's a simple way of saying it.
Yeah. I have to say it in a simple way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the conversation seems to be swirling around that.
Yeah. You got the CDP, you got a first party data. I think these are all pieces of the equation that people are talking about right now.
So you're kind of, you also are swimming in that pool. So for 2023, what do you think the big deal is going to be?
You know,
where's this going to land?
So some of the things that we're working on, that we're focusing on, that's going to be coming in 2023 is because of our partnership with NADA and the 20 groups that we're working with and the digital composites. It's just that layering of data that we are doing. We don't touch PII, which is one thing that's kind of like a comfortable space to be in, because we don't touch PII.
Same for the people, personal identifying information, right?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. So by not touching that stuff and not being able to have any type of exposure, like all the comply autos and all that, pixels that might be grabbing data that you don't know what they're grabbing, because we don't go down that path, it does give us a little bit of a safe space to be in. But with that being said, we just got this past year, we were acquired by a dealer-built DMS. DMS that was built by dealers for dealers, and it's got that type of mentality. So now what we're doing is, now we're starting to build out more and more, not just with the VistaDash analytics set, but also some BI. So some of that stuff that we're doing is kind of that go-between.
It's BI. I don't know that one either. Say BI?
B.
Yeah.
I.
What does that mean?
Business intelligence.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
okay. I'm the level setter, right? I'm the level setter.
Like, okay, so here's the
I really. He was no, like, dude, "You don't know what, like, that means." No, I really
no,
don't.
No, no. It's not that I wasn't sure if you're like. But here's the thing: we tease each other so much in this business. I'm like, so half the time I'm like, okay, how careful do I have to be? Yeah. Right. Is he just trying me on with one?
No, because half of our audience also doesn't know. I'm representative of half the audience. Yeah. That didn't know what that meant.
I apologize. So
I felt really dumb for a minute because you stopped and I look at Kyle and he didn't say anything. I'm like, is this something I really should know?
It's not. I mean, people throw it around. How many people have you talked to in the industry that have been in the industry for 9 months and they're finally like, okay. But what's a VDP?
Right. I don't even think that's going to be a thing. Now they're changing from VDPs to, with all the GA4 talk, what are they talking about? Units? They're not even talking about VDPs anymore. That, like, all these.
And GA4, by the way, is Google Analytics 4.
Right? I swear, we're doing like a master class on three letter acronyms.
There's a, when I first got into the vendor side of it, I was actually mapping out like all of those TLAs, you know, all the acronyms and going through and all that. I had two lists actually growing. One was, who did I work with? Like, what was our churn of the salespeople in the company I worked for? And what was this? And I couldn't tell which was getting longer, the amount of salespeople that left the company or the
acronyms.
So it's kind of interesting how that can go sometimes.
Micah, it's always a lot of fun to hang out with you. Excited to see what Vista Dash is going to do in the next year and how you're going to be a part of it. So appreciate you sitting down with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asodu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asotu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Asodu.